Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has published an overview of the 2022 Upper Cook Inlet commercial salmon season. All data is preliminary. The 2022 Upper Cook Inlet sockeye salmon total run of 5.2 million fish was 6% greater than the preseason forecast of 4.9 million fish. The commercial salmon fishery harvest of 1.4 million salmon was 44% less than the recent 10-year average annual harvest of 2.5 million fish. The 2022 X value of all salmon species was 12.3 million and was 53% less than the previous 10-year average annual X vessel value of 23 million. Of the five species of Pacific salmon harvested in UCI, sockeye salmon accounted for 91% of the total X vessel value over the past 10 years. The 2022 Chinook salmon harvest of 2,278 is the lowest on record, with a harvest of 341 Eastside set net fish and 3,228 Northern District fish. Escapement goals were met or exceeded in the six UCI sockeye salmon escapements monitored by the department in 2022. Three fell within the escapement goal range: Judd Lake, Larson Lake, Susitna Bound Stocks, and Packers Creek, Calgon Island, and two systems exceeded the upper end of the escapement goals: Kasiloff River and Fish Creek. The Kenai River sockeye salmon escapement will not be finalized until in-river harvest is available in the fall of 2023. Using the average, an in-river harvest upstream of the sonar is estimated to be near the upper bound of the sustainable escapement goal of 1.3 million fish. In 2022, near the Kenai River early run nor the late run Chinook salmon, optimal escapement goals were achieved. Of the three southern Chinook systems, the SEG was not achieved at two systems, Anchor River and Anilchik River Wild Run, and the Deep Creek Chinook salmon run was not assessed due to lack of funding. In the northern Cook Inlet region, the Little Susitna River Chinook salmon SEG was achieved, and the Deshka River Chinook salmon biological escapement goal was not achieved. Chinook salmon escapements for Susitna and West Cook Inlet areas are currently undergoing post-season analysis. The UCI Coho salmon assessments were incomplete in 2022. The Chum salmon escapement goal was achieved in Chitna Bay tributaries. To view the full report, you can visit the link on our story at radiokenai.com. The holidays are a special time of year to celebrate what is right in the world by supporting education. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District this holiday season is giving the gift of music during the darkest month of the year to brighten the Christmas spirit. Many schools from across the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District are having winter school music concerts or plays to attend or watch. Superintendent Clayton Holland told KSRM,
"We have many holiday music and performances coming up. You can check our district webpage under our calendar of events, or go to the school social media sites to view the schedules and consider attending a concert at one of our neighborhood schools. Just getting in that holiday spirit, too, and you can go out and see the talent of our students, and yeah, they're incredible."
To see a full list of the school holiday celebrations for 2022, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. A recount of an Anchorage area state Senate race reaffirmed Republican Kathy Geisel as the winner. The recount was conducted by the State Division of Elections Wednesday at the request of Democrat Roslyn Casey, who was the first of three candidates in the Senate District E race to be eliminated in the November 8th ranked vote contest. The other candidate in the race was Republican Senator Roger Holland. The results were announced late Wednesday night. Casey had said that she had questions about the recording of votes and that the transparency around the process was important to her. In her recount application, she cited 14 vote difference between her and Holland after a round that took into account such things as the distribution of second choices on ballots that ranked write-ins first. Geisel won last month's election with nearly 57% of the vote. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.